Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Parents are struggling with their teens' use of social media.
And social media companies like Facebook and Instagram are aware, and they're starting to set age limits and standards, but the U.S. Surgeon General says they should do more. And our Charles Feltman joins us once again on LA's Afternoon News. And Charles, the age in question here is 13.
Yes, roughly my age, but 13.
Yeah. Mentally.
Yes, 13 years. That's the age that Facebook and Instagram allow young teenagers to have their own accounts. But the U.S. Attorney General is saying he thinks 13 is just too young. Karen North directs the Annenberg Program on Online Communities over at USC. Karen, thanks for being with us this afternoon. You know, there are all these studies. I was reading a few of them before, you know, that says that when young kids go on social media, there's a dopamine dump in their brain. And another one said there's excessive secretion associated with neural changes. You know, a lot of that sounds like a bunch of phooey to me, to be quite honest. There were claims when movies came out, it was going to ruin kids' brains. There were claims when TV came out, it was going to ruin kids' brains. Isn't this kind of more of the same?
I mean, the only, well, yes and no, you know. So the fact is that most of these things are a double-edged sword. While it ruins their brain for one thing, it enhances something else. The only real difference with the new sort of social media world is that it's ubiquitous. It's available all the time everywhere. And so it's not like going to a movie or watching a TV show. It's that it's always available and always providing stimulation and feedback and engagement.
But you know, I was talking to one of our producers before who has kids, and he was saying, you know, this notion that parents should band together and put a stop to this and make sure that their kids are old enough, it doesn't really work. Because a lot of parents really don't want to do that because these phones act as basically, you know, electronic babysitters. They're also a reward function, he was pointing out to me, that, you know, the parent can say to the kid, if you're good, you get the phone. If you're bad, we take the phone away. So this isn't going to really work, is it, to try to come up with some sort of a ban that kids 13 or younger are not going to have access to their phones?
So there's one thing you may not know about me, but I'm actually a psychologist.
Ah, I didn't know that.
I know, right? Isn't that funny? But here's the thing. I literally laughed. I don't mean to laugh at somebody I support politically, you know, or like in terms of his concern people. But I laughed at that because when I just said double-edged sword, here's the double-edged sword of that. By law, by regulation, by decision by the businesses, there's an age that kids can do things. And now parents are going to get into this massive power struggle with their kids over their ability to engage in the number one social and entertainment activity in the world. And why would parents want to set up such a power struggle and damage their own relationship with their kids, which is arguably the most important influence on kids outside of social media?
So I think it's a terrible idea. Okay, so is this are we talking about a solution in search of a problem, basically?
I mean, here's the thing that's funny. I think that he's right that, you know, the younger the kid is, not only the less formed their identity is and the more concerned, you know, the less sort of objectivity or like, you know, life world experience they have to deal with the impact of what people are saying or what's happening online. But also, you know, all the other influences and the health issues, the security issues of people knowing where you are. And also the biggest one for me is the data collection, the fact that people, all kinds of data can be collected about kids. All of that is a problem. But the solution isn't, it's like, didn't you all of us who have kids, we taught our kids how to cross the street, look both ways, double check, look at the driver, check the signal, all of those things. This would be like, you know what? It's dangerous to cross the street. So I'm going to keep my kid locked up in the house and they can't go out.
Yeah. And that doesn't work.
No, it does not work. So we have to teach our kids to cross the digital social media streets, just like we teach them how to cross the street with cars coming.
I mean, you're an educator. Have you seen any evidence that kids who were exposed to social media at a young age, that they've, I don't know, turned into social media monsters? Yes, I know that they're glued to their phones, but you know what? So are adults. We're sitting here in the studio. I got my phone. Rob's got his phone. Karen's got her phone. We're all doing the same thing, and we're not 13. Well, maybe we are, but we're not 13.
I just met somebody the other day who's in the world of sports, not social media.
Yeah.
He carries three phones so that he can engage in three activities at the same time. And I'm like, even I don't do that, right? But it's, you know, here's the thing. A lot of the studies are correlational. So when you read these studies, it'll say kids who check their social media more often also have trouble with. But the question that I always ask with that is, what was it about that person, that kid, who is the kind of kid who checks social media more often? Aren't they already different from the kid who doesn't check social media? So the data, the research is really hard to interpret right now, right? Because we don't do controlled studies.
Good point. Karen North, she directs the Annenberg Program on Online Communities at USC, guys.
You know, I was going to say, I think infants come out of the womb sometimes with a smartphone.
Exactly, yeah.
Because these kids were born with this technology.
We are in the digital age,
and
we have to adapt to that.
And what I said before is true. When movies and TV came out, you had the same arguments people were making. It's going to ruin everybody. And look at us.
It did ruin my brain.
It ruined us.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.